Developer productivity and inefficiency is one of the biggest hidden expenses for an organization. Delays in deployments, fragmented tools, and decision-making bottlenecks lead to revenue gaps and churned customers. With Chronosphere, developers can see problems, find the source, and fix them faster. Check it out at chronosphere.io.
Welcome to the Last Week in AWS podcast, Reinvent Edition. Today was Adam Selipsky's keynote. The first part of it, awesome. The second part of it, less awesome. Not that many releases. I mean, they had a bunch of stuff out there, but they all seem like features or part of larger announcements. Let's get after the ones that I found interesting. Amazon Q was launched, which is sort of their now catch-all branding term, much like they use SageMaker or GitHub uses Copilot. It's a terrible name for a variety of reasons. The search bar in the console doesn't support single letters. And Amazon at this point should realize that they're bad at naming things. So if they're going to pick a single letter name for a service, take the L. Amazon One Enterprise lets you effectively use biometrics from your employees to enter facilities just by waving their hand over the top of it, mostly because AWS tends to view everyone's employees as peasants looking for a handout. Q Code Transformation, still a bad name, is generative AI approach to updating code via pull request for security and dependency reasons. The real acid test of whether this works or not is going to quite simply come down to, will you stop nagging me to update my ancient serverless stuff because the Lambda runtime has become deprecated? Do it for me. If you can pull that off, you will not hear me complain another word about that service. And there's a new S3 storage class, which is probably not for you. It is S3 Express OneZone. For the first time, you get to pick which availability zone this one zone is. It costs less per request and is incredibly fast. You probably want to use this if you're doing large ML workloads or real-time analytics work at scale. The rest of you, don't use it. It is not for you. And that's largely what happened yesterday at reInvent. Stay tuned. Today is the ML keynote, which I'm sure will have more generative AI averageness for the rest of us.